The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and we got some bad news to kick things off today. Mahoney, what would you like first, my friend?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, some bad news. You know, you're just hanging out, you're doing a little shopping, you're at a music store. And you know how there's always those people at the music store, Mahoney, that are like trying to show off that they can play like a couple of riffs on the guitars?
Yeah.
Or really annoying is when somebody wants to show how good of a drummer they are on the in-store kit.
I don't know if that still happens in today's day and age, but it used to happen a lot back in the day.
I don't find it annoying.
You don't?
No.
Oh,
really?
We're in a music store.
You don't work in a music store, that's why.
Oh, are we talking about for the workers?
Yes, anybody.
Oh, okay.
And the
customers. As a patron, nah. As a patron, if I'm in a music store, it's kind of like expected.
If the person's good.
Yeah.
You know, but normally it's janky and terrible.
Dave, you got to start somewhere.
Not in public, though.
Do that in the privacy of your own home until you are good enough to perform for the crowd at Sam Ash.
They gotta test out the sticks.
Well, this guy was not showing off in the traditional way of playing his guitar. He had a different idea for his guitar. He thought, I'm going to steal this thing. And as you know, guitars, fairly inconvenient to carry, even if you are the rightful owner, much less to try to steal. But this guy had to rock, so he decided he was going to stuff this guitar down his pants and make off with it. And keep in mind, this was a very nice Les Paul guitar that was valued at $8,000.
And it was just sitting out on the wall?
According to the York Regional Police in Ontario, this is in Canada, the suspect walked into the Cosmo Music Shop, took the 1959 Les Paul off of the rack where it was. Security footage of the incident showed this guy stuffing it down his pants.
I mean, does that give it a new name, like a new meaning behind G-string? A little bit, right?
He then angles the guitar downward, inserts the neck into his trouser leg. Nearby shoppers either didn't notice or just assumed that he was doing something they didn't want any part of. Once the neck had been concealed, sort of, the suspect then tucks the guitar's body under his jacket.
What kind of pants was this man wearing?
Jankos, they had to be Janko jeans, right?
For sure.
You know why? Because Janko's rock.
I feel like even denim in any form or fashion would be hard just to kind of like scoot the guitar down in. I feel like you've got to be wearing like man leggings or joggers or just big old sweatpants.
He was wearing sweatpants, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, as you would expect, a guitar in sweatpants, fairly visible.
Well, yeah.
Is that a six string in your pocket or are you just happy to see
me? It sure is, But he got away, so he just straight up walked out of the shop, and there's pretty grainy footage, so I don't know if they're going to catch this guy or not.
Well, he made off with a new guitar. Good for him.
Yes, he did.
What, like the silliest criminal ever just gets away. You kidding me? Get a big old guitar. Nobody in that store wanted to stop him. They watched him the whole way.
I mean, you say, sir, why are you putting that guitar down your pants? I mean, you just kind of let it happen. You're this is happening.
I mean,
now.
Not with an $8,000 guitar.
I don't know, man.
Maybe like the $300 starter or something, but $8,000?
Out of my store. Not my problem.
Maybe it hasn't been able to get sold. You write it off on the insurance, all that fun stuff.
Some good news today as well. A 10-year-old girl managed to survive 18 hours overnight in a freezing winter blizzard in Russia. Her secret survival trick? A stray dog. After going missing from school and getting caught in a freezing cold snowstorm, the girl clung to the warmth of the stray animal before a pack of authorities and volunteers could find her. The girl, who was not named by authorities, went missing around 1 o'clock on January 13th before her mom phoned the police, according to local reports. Blizzard left up to 2 feet of snowdrifts.
Ooh.
Poor visibility. Again, the authorities and volunteers were out searching for this girl. Finally, a tip came in after they said they saw a girl playing with a stray dog near a shelter. The girl, who was appropriately dressed for the cold, was found under a low balcony hugging the animal as both sat on a mattress. The girl was, she told authorities that she was hugging a fluffy dog for warmth.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you saying hot dogs can save our lives?
That's right!
Wait.
I'm sorry, Audrey, that joke rocked. I had to hit the guitar.
Oh, gosh.
You did it!
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, man, what a weekend of football. And nobody wants the Super Bowl to get messed up, right? Of course not. The AFC, the NFC Championship games are coming up now. Obviously, very dramatic weekend and just a lot of fun to watch football throughout this whole
Unless
weekend.
Unless it was your team that lost.
No,
in that case,
sure.
You're probably miserable because they were all very, very close.
Very close, very good games all coming down to like the final seconds, you know.
Or overtime.
Or crazy, overtime in some instances. But nobody wants the Super Bowl or the AFC or NFC Championship game to get messed up, which I imagine has something to do with this very convenient timing. The NFL has decided they are going to stop testing all of their players daily, vaccinated or not. So in a memo sent to the clubs, the league said on Friday that medical experts from the NFL and the players union agreed to the change. Those doctors have seen enough evidence of a decrease in positive tests in the last month to feel comfortable dropping daily tests.
Can I get those doctors on retainer for me when I need them to tell my wife, like, nah, Pete's is great for him.
Yeah, he's real healthy.
Yeah,
he's
looking beer, good. Mm, cigars,
yeah,
especially.
Get
ahead of
two or three a day.
Yep, that's
important.
And we all know this. COVID doesn't exist when there's billions of dollars and important games on the line.
Yeah, pretty convenient timing, but you can't be losing Patrick Mahomes or something like that to COVID.
How much that line would swing?
It'd just be nuts, right?
Like 2 days before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Mahomes is out. Oh. Would be wild.
Speaking of the pandemic, this is maybe a little bit surprising. Businesses boomed during the pandemic, and I'm not just talking about like online retailer. I'm talking about people starting new businesses. So business applications of all sizes nearly doubled since the pandemic started, jumping 3.5 million in 2019 to 5.4 million in 2021.
I'm not really shocked by this because I feel like the pandemic made people get a little scrappy with how they viewed, well, first of all, a lot of people got fired, but also how they viewed the people who they work for, and they just dipped out themselves if they weren't fired and what you want to do.
Life.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
It kind of gave you a perspective of, hey, life's a little too short. Let's try something out.
I think a combination of those two, agree with you 100%. A lot of people are like, why am I busting my back for
somebody else?
This company that hates me.
Exactly.
Yeah. But 3.5 to 5.4 in 2021. So big jump. This is a big jump in the wrong direction. As opposed to having zero snakes in your house, one house in Maryland had 124 snakes removed.
Well, at least it's an easily divisible number.
Yeah, sure.
So you got that going.
You think there are just like a bunch of couples? It was like a snake swinger house? Like you can't show up solo. You have to bring your significant other. Otherwise, you ain't getting in.
I mean, I feel like isn't all snake sex like a snake orgy? You know, because you don't know where it starts, where it ends. It's just and everything's slimy.
So when
are they slimy?
Snakes?
They look slime balls, but I don't think they are.
I feel like if you grabbed it, it'd be like slimy, though.
It's not going to slip through your hands.
If there's 124 snakes in a house, I guarantee you they're slimy.
So when I first saw the story, I'm like, okay, this has got to be like, you know, relatively innocuous with the snake breeds, probably like a bunch of garter snakes or something like
what
that.
What kind of snakes were they?
There was a bunch of highly venomous snakes, black mambas, cobras, and rattlesnakes.
Do snakes have sex?
Yeah. How else do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, but they have eggs.
Yeah, but you got to do it.
Do they do their snake sex on the, like, you know, like how they amphibians do it? Don't they just, they don't really do it.
Right? They
do the thing on the egg.
They don't have like snake wieners, do they?
I don't think
Hold
so.
Up.
I think they just like do like a little like slither, like.
I feel like if your whole body looked like a wiener and then you had another wiener, like it would always be unimpressive.
Because it's tail.
It's just like it's automatically being compared to your whole ass body that looks
hold
like
up, guys.
And I think it's that tail.
Hey,
snakes don't have snake wieners, do they?
They have not one.
Oh, no.
But two.
Two snake wieners?
Oh, my God.
And they kind of look like a wiener. So it's just like a wiener. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's snake. It's wienerception.
So why were there so many snakes in this house?
Because they were having snake sex with two wieners.
If you multiply it, then it would be 248 snake
wieners.
Horror.
If they were all guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which my guess is, I've been to a lot of those parties.
There's like three chicks.
Yeah.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Has anyone ever gone into your phone without permission? Can we just talk about how much of a violation that actually is?
Message deleted.
Man, if you go through somebody else's phone, you're always going to find something that you don't want to find.
Always.
Every single time.
I've had an ex go through my phone before.
Yeah. I mean, many years ago. But yeah, that happened to me.
And you found nothing.
Yeah. But you broke the trust.
Yeah.
Like, once you do that, there's no going back. Yeah.
It's done. Now, I wasn't going to cheat on you. Now I'm going to.
I'm just going to start sending pictures of my junk to everyone. Even if Audrey's got this smile on her face like she has done that.
Yes, I have.
Why do I keep... Okay.
I don't know. I feel like you're trying to mute my voice, Dave. No, I have gone through a phone before. I'm not going to not say that I haven't.
Recently?
Nah.
I just don't want to find...
You're such a liar.
I don't know, man. Like, for me, if I'm suspecting something, it's to the point where I'm, like, driving myself to that. Like, I feel like I'm just going to end that relationship.
Yeah.
I'm just so, listen, I'm going to open up. This is transparent.
Okay.
We're going to get emotional here. I am just literally so insecure because I have been so messed up in the past that, like, my brain cannot fathom me not being cheated on. Like, so, yeah. Like, my brain is wired to, I feel like that 24/7.
Has anybody ever gone through your phone?
But it's real. Yeah.
You've had your phone going through?
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Well, I was cheating, so fair.
Please leave a message after the tone.
From the outside looking in, it's easy to say, oh, you guys don't really do much at work. You know, television, radio.
Message deleted.
What? From the outside looking in, we don't do much at work? I mean, we don't have, let's just call it what it is. We don't have a hard job
physically,
right? But when they go, hey, here's 4 hours a day, be entertaining, and then we have to try to solve that every single day. There is a level of difficulty to that. It's just not, like, physically taxing. I mean, our hands are very soft.
And if we were, and here's the thing. It's
my God, Audrey, she has a blister on her pinky?
Yes, from this very hard job. Grabbing the microphone every day.
Did you physically have to do one single thing this past weekend?
I went rock climbing and my hands went, ouchie.
Your hands just exploded.
They hurt so bad because I am such a soft human. Like, literally, they were like, no. What do you mean labor?
I'll say this, like TV and radio, like TV is, I think, is easier for some people and radio is easier for some people because, you know, I'm not very good at sticking to a script and reading just straight out. Like, I'm just not. That's not my forte.
Not a good reader.
But if you want me to make a joke about your junk on the fly, I got you right there. I don't know. I think if we were smarter, it may be easier, but we're not exactly the sharpest tools in the shed, so we actually have to put a decent amount of our brain power behind this piece of garbage.
Full throttle every day.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, it's like, you're like, why aren't they giving more? No, we are giving it our all.
Everything we got, man, I leave it on the field.
We are all in. We're just not very good.
Please leave a message after the tone.
B-team.
Friend of mine a long time ago, we had been sitting around drinking and smoking, and it was like, I don't know, 11 p.m., midnight. He's like, I have a great idea. We need to go to the beach. And I just look at him and said, that's like 8 hours away. He goes, no, right now, let's go. I'm like, what in the world is wrong with you?
It's called cocaine.
He went to the bathroom. He did a line. And then he came up with another great idea that obviously didn't come to fruition.
Here's the thing. I mean, like, we've all had, like, the overly adventurous friend whenever everyone starts drinking and gets messed up. I don't like those people.
No.
Like, no. Like, if everyone's messed up here, the last thing we need to be doing traveling anywhere. But even if we have, you know, an Uber or a Lyft or whatever, and we can get there safely, nothing good is going to come of this.
My favorite is whenever people do the plans for later.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's book a flight to the beach.
Wait, when you get messed up, you start booking stuff?
Oh. Do you think they have that kind of money, Dave?
I know a lot of women who do that, though. Who love the, let's make a, like a, it's like, let's plan a trip, and then they will do it while they're drunk.
The scaries I would have waking up to the thought of me having to, like, because it already took a lot of energy for me to get to that social setting, and the reason why I'm probably making plans like that is because I'm so drunk in order to hang out with anybody in that room at the moment. And then for me to make more plans later, I would jump off a cliff.
I feel like I've gotten better as time has gone along with the, we should hang out more. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And then just shut
push
it down,
down
right
the road. Push it down the road.
Nobody hates drunk me more than sober me, because drunk me makes all the plans in the world. Sober me is like, why would I do that?
I would, yeah.
It sucks.
Why would you ever want to do this?
But drunk Mahoney, man, I tell you what.
Best time in the
world. He's down.
Yeah.
It's because you leave everything on the field every time. It's also a performance. Every time you're out, don't you feel like that?
Yeah.
I feel like every time I'm out, I'm always like, hey, look at what a great time we're having. And it's like, oh, man, I'm really not.
This sucks.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, why is there so many stories like this where it's near catastrophe and it always involves monkeys about to get loose that are lab monkeys?
Wait, what happened? I mean, did we not remember the amazing film from the 90s with Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis from Terry Gilliam, 12 Monkeys?
No, actually, we don't.
If you've never seen that movie, do it.
If it does not exist on streaming platforms, I've never heard of it.
I think it exists on some of them.
So four lab monkeys escaped Friday after the trailer they were in was involved in a crash on a Pennsylvania highway. They were all recovered by Saturday night, which is good news, I guess. But also, why do we have lab monkeys? What is going on?
Because we're evil.
No, because we have to test certain things before we test it on people.
And humans are the superior ones. I know, but monkeys are cuter.
Some monkeys.
Some monkeys.
We were just talking about that sweet little baby orangutan.
That's a baby, but
the
like,
baby orangutan.
But a baby
so
orangutan's
cute.
Not
a
cute. A baby orangutan's not cuter than a baby baby.
There's some ugly babies.
And just like there's some ugly ass orangutans.
You know if you got an ugly baby or not. You do. You really, truly do. You're just in denial.
I had a friend whose kid looked like an alien, man. I still can't believe that kid.
And they're just like posted all over Facebook. Wow, this is the most... My beautiful baby boy.
I will say, orangutans, when they get older, not beautiful.
No.
Yeah, they are. They
got the moves.
You think they are? No, they're terrible looking. Man.
I just love
them. Like me with my shirt off.
They just can't help it. They got let go. They're kind of like the popular kid in high school whenever they
you
just kind of like
soon.
The peak too soon. Yeah. They peaked in baby form.
So
that they could just ride that train forever.
Yeah, they got loose. They were able to find them. The PETA, of course, put out a statement after the fact, you know, kind of bagging on them for having lab monkeys to begin with. The four who got away, including one who was still missing at the time of this quote, are undoubtedly terrified and likely injured.
Yes.
They have been harboring viruses that are transmissible to humans. Ooh. There is no way to ensure that these monkeys are virus-free.
You think they're going
to
tell us the truth if one of the monkeys didn't come back?
Right. Like,
no, man. There's
we had a
no
crash and there's five monkeys. Four monkeys that have all been recovered.
No, it was like a huge semi full of monkeys.
Yeah, it was 100, I thought.
100 monkeys?
Literally. And they just got rattled and they thought that was the worst part of their day. About to go get tested on. That's so horrible.
There was 100 of them in the entire trailer, but not the whole thing. Like,
only
broke
four got, okay.
Supposedly.
Okay.
Seems sus.
So have you ever gotten one of those texts like, send me a selfie?
Yeah.
It's not always sexual, right? But you know, it's just...
If it's not sexual, what? Then it's controlling. I usually feel like that's how that is.
Yeah.
Like if you're like what? Just out with your friends.
Uh-huh.
You've never had a guy
ask you for a selfie?
No. Just,
like a picture of
like,
you?
Let's see where you're out at, you know?
Oh, that's different.
That's what I'm talking about.
Are you
about.
Talking
like,
about
I got
just like a rando
friend.
In the wild, like asking for a selfie?
No. Like a significant other or something.
Oh.
Like, hey, yeah. Like,
well, of course.
Yeah.
But don't you, like, so the way I view this most of the time, like the only time my wife would ever ask to see a picture of me is like usually after I get a haircut.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, let me see your haircut. But she cuts my hair now, so that doesn't happen anymore.
Right, yeah.
And so she knows what it looks like. But I have guy friends. It's like if we're out on a weekend night and, you know, it's 9 p.m., send me a selfie. Like, let's all take a picture together and send it back to Veronica. And so she knows I'm not cheating on her.
Yeah.
That I'm at the bar with you, you know?
Oh, no.
And, like, also.
The latest entity to ask for a hot selfie is the IRS. The IRS is asking. So this summer, the IRS is going to require people to use selfies to access certain online information.
Like face recognition.
Yeah.
Don't they already have my picture off my driver's license?
I know. But the child tax credit update portal, online accounts, transcripts online, getting an updated PIN, online payment agreement, stuff like that. So you're going to have to upload
yourself. Hey, IRS, how about you just still give my husband his tax return from like 2 years ago?
Also.
A little backed up.
Yeah, they're like, they sent us a thing in the mail. They were like, we need to make sure you are who you are. It's like, you just sent this to us in our mailbox. Like, how you know who we are.
Yeah.
Also, this is a security feature. It's really not, because if I'm stealing somebody's identity, all I'm going to do is just take a picture of whoever's identity I'm stealing and upload that.
Yeah. Oh, is it not just like how you access your phone?
Like with Face ID or whatever?
Yeah. No. Is that not what it is?
No.
Nope.
Oh, well, that's absolutely dumb.
Yeah.
What? We have the technology in order to do a literal face recognition, like as a thumbprint, in order to access my bank account? Why can we not do this for the IRS? Come on, guys.
What? Speaking of money, a Michigan woman was checking her email spam folder for a missing message and made a pretty surprising discovery. I don't think I've ever found anything that I want in my spam folder.
Zero chance.
Yeah. She discovered that she had won a $3 million lottery jackpot.
From a Nigerian prince?
No. So this is actually real. Laura Spears, 55, from Michigan, told lottery officials that she bought a ticket on December 31st for the Mega Millions drawing on MichiganLottery.com. I saw an ad on Facebook that the Mega Millions jackpot was getting pretty high, so I got an account and bought a ticket a few days later. I was looking for a missing email from someone, so I checked my spam folder in my email account. That's when I saw a letter from the lottery saying I won a prize. I couldn't believe what I was reading, so I logged into my lottery account. So it's one of those automated things where it's like, hey, you won a prize. Log in and check out what it is.
$3 million. That's how you lose your identity. That is the most basic of phishing scams out there. I am 100% going to bet that this woman is going to get catfished and or her identity stolen.
So anyway, Princess Laura Spears of Nigeria is very rich now.
Dipsy or toddler?
I need to get my makeup.
So even though Audrey swore off drinking for much of last week.
Oh, I didn't drink this weekend, really.
You didn't?
No.
Oh.
I just had a beverage.
It just looked like you were out having a lot of fun. So.
Well, that's...
You tricked me.
I did. That's my social media. I'm good at tricking.
Maybe that was projection because I had a couple of drinks yesterday while watching the games.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a good time. But
and you're around toddlers.
Toddlers definitely act like little drunk people. We've talked about this plenty on the show. They're constantly, knocking stuff off tables and falling all over the place. And maybe your friends do the same thing. So the question that we have for you today is, can you tell the difference by the actual words that were said by either a tipsy person or a toddler? Mahoney, you're going to read the first one. Audrey has a crack. Try to take a guess as to which it is.
All right. Number one, I peed. I didn't poop. I peed. I didn't poop. I peed.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to say that's a tipsy person. Hopefully.
No.
Oh, okay. That's a little potty training moment?
Yeah.
I peed. I didn't poop. I peed. I didn't poop. I peed.
This sounds like
very aggro.
Audio from my life.
So, no point on that one for you, Audrey. You're going to read number two here, Mahoney has a shot at this one.
All right, Mahoney, number two. Ashy owner. And you say, just put it in a box. I'm sick of hearing you now. And so, I put it in a box. And I thought I'm done. When she marks it, she'll be surprised and say, sir, tomorrow.
Tipsy or toddler.
That is a mouthful. Mm-hmm. I think that is a tipsy person.
You also are incorrect. So.
Wow.
That's another toddler.
I sure know. And he says, just put it in box. I'm sick of hearing you now. And so I put it in box and I thought, I am done. When she mounts it, she'll be surprised and she'll say sorry to me.
There is nothing cuter than a little kid with an accent.
That sounds just like the little boy, and it might be, Ian, you'll have to tell me, that said he was really mad at Father Christmas and he wanted to bop his beard off.
No, but I believe they are from the same region, though.
Okay.
Really?
It's the same accent. Definitely.
All right, so no points on the board. Go ahead and ring in by saying your name when you think you know the correct answer. Here we go on to number three. Madame Moore, thinking dumb member was saying.
Audrey. Oh. That was me. That was for sure me.
Finished first.
Yeah, that was Audrey.
Nah.
That is a tipsy person.
It sure is. Well done. Let's have a listen.
Madame Moore thinking the member was saying.
Wow.
That guy was overserved.
All right, on number four, Ian.
Clip number four. I'm fine. I'm walking in my bare feet. Look at this freaking mansion.
Audrey. Mom.
Audrey.
That is a toddler.
It is not.
Oh.
I'm fine. No, I'm walking in my bare feet.
This is not okay.
Look at this freaking...
Where are you going?
Mansion.
Were these just drunk people walking along the street?
That's exactly it. They were just drunk and walking.
You know that a girl is drunk if she takes her shoes off. Anywhere USA.
Like on the asphalt? Like, what are you doing on the asphalt?
Honestly, it's like even yuckier at a club.
A club is the nasty.
Through the casino.
Honestly. Like,
you know what I'm talking about. Those people just carrying their shoes. You're like, oh,
but
man.
You know what?
Like, you were not ready for this tonight.
You were prepared, though, if you brought the extra shoes. And I have some feelings about that. You're either prepared or you just
Wait, you
just
bring
really
extra
go to the club.
Shoes?
Some people do for sure.
You have pocket shoes?
Purse shoes.
Wow. Yeah, they have shoes you can unfold in your purse.
No kidding.
Yeah, little slides.
Oh, cool. And unsanitary.
Well, no,
those are
fine.
Those are fine.
Those are fine. And what's more unsanitary, having purse shoes or having dirty club feet?
No, yeah. I mean, purse shoes, definitely better.
I agree.
Also, like, if you know that you can't wear those shoes for more than, like,
an
hour.
It's just for the pics. It's just for the pics.
Then just take it before you go and then put on something else.
You can't wear flats.
That's like I don't get the kids who they, you know, like if I go to like Disneyland or an amusement park and I'm walking around, you walk around and a kid's got slides on. You're like,
what are you doing? That's poor planning,
like,
mom and dad.
You've done messed up. You are asking for a day of hurt feet.
Final one. Come on, England. Come on, England. Yeah.
Audrey. That is a tipsy person.
Yeah, man.
Watching soccer? Are they watching soccer?
Come on, England. Come on, England.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So I think we can all agree that people that cause scenes on airplanes are a real pain in the butt, especially if it gets to the point where they have to divert a flight or something like that.
Oh, my God. I watch people who make planes get turned around because they won't put on their masks or they're acting a fool to just get beat senseless with seatbelt extenders constantly.
So this guy did not get beat with seatbelt extenders. They did not have to divert the plane, although they considered it because he was being so disruptive.
Okay, what did he do?
The flight was from Dublin to New York, so, I mean, he's, like, probably pretty drunk.
But that's also not a super short flight either. It's not, like, 5-6 hours?
29-year-old guy.
Okay.
And he's on this flight. And the part that I thought was kind of funny, I mean, like, he chucked an empty can at somebody's head. Not funny, right? He was being disruptive, wouldn't wear his mask. Not funny. Kind of funny is the part where it said that he unbuckled his pants so he could moon the flight attendant.
Mooning is underrated, to be completely honest.
No, I mean, like, you're like, hang on, I'm going to show them. I'm going to show them my bare ass.
Mooning is only fun if no nuts are involved. If your pants
go, see, like, the back of it.
Yeah, if your pants go down too far, it's just, if you just got, like,
it's not a proper
cheeks
moon.
And crack.
Cheeks and crack, funny. The little gobbler, not hilarious.
Yeah, that's where you get to, you know, you're
I got a visual. I got a visual. I want it out.
Yep. You don't want the angry goat, man. Nope. You don't want to see that. So what do they do after he moons the flight attendants?
He ended up in federal court. So he is in federal court in downtown Brooklyn on January 14th. Facing a felony charge for intentionally assaulting and intimidating a flight crew member, and they released him on a $20,000 bond.
And this guy was sitting in first class. Yeah. I think the captain came out to talk to him, which I thought was insanity.
Right.
So, like, if somebody's acting unruly on a plane, like, I feel like the last person that should probably
Don't
come out.
Don't send the captain out there.
No.
Here's how drunk this guy was. He took his hat off and he put it on the captain's head and said, "Don't you touch me."
That's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny. It's
he
not
seems
funny,
like he's a funny guy, but it, the reason why it's not funny
it too far.
Is because he's on a plane.
Yeah,
I just feel like, you know, if the captain has to come out to talk to an unruly passenger, that just means there's no air marshals on that flight.
Right.
Like, scary. At this point, you're just gonna, like, yeah, I don't know. It just seems like that's a security hazard.
So I know it's early in 2022, but we have a strong contender for Mom of the Year. Okay. This lady is actually a teacher, which is even more upsetting. In Connecticut, she was arrested for leaving her two children home alone for 2 days and two nights when she went to Florida with her boyfriend.
How old are these kids?
They didn't say specifically because they're minors, but it said both of them are younger than the age of 12.
What a absolute loser.
But wait, before you judge her, She did tell them when it came to food, because they were like, what should we do for food, Mom? We're hungry. She said, quote, just eat candy.
An absolute loser, garbage mom. And I am so upset right now.
That's why you're a single mom.
Wow.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So sometimes you think that, you know, as you get a little bit older, the stuff from the past is going to go away, right? But your parents or your grandparents still give you a hard time about stuff, even though you're grown. And Mahoney, I've told you this story before, but my grandma, before she passed, Wheaton, Illinois, went to visit her one time at her house, and we were sitting on like the front porch, and I was waiting because I had an Uber that was coming to pick me up to take me back into the city. And she goes, David, how much do you weigh right now? And I'm like, I don't know, like 215, 220 maybe. She goes, not much more, okay?
That's dumb. Yeah.
That is not very roundabout. Very sweet way of saying, hey, fat ass, chill out.
Did you start working out after?
A little bit.
I've had something very similar said to me by my grandfather.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, all right, okay.
And did he say it in a kind way?
No.
Not really.
He's like, all right, tubby, like, tubby.
Yeah, you're looking rather large. And, you know, I was like, you know, if he would have added in charge, it would have been cool, but there was no in charge.
You might relate to this one, Audrey. Jen said, I'm 40 years old and I almost have a full sleeve tattoo. Yeah. My mom would still, to this day, rather I just wear sweaters around her because she doesn't like looking at the tattoos.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, whenever I first got mine, I was 18 and I was actually staying at my grandmother's house at the time. And she looked at me and goes, that's going to look great in a wedding dress. And you know what? It did. It looked great in my wedding dress.
See, but you suffer from, or you don't suffer, but you have.
I do suffer.
You have the.
Suffering right now.
Your generation, like when you were 18, getting a tattoo, like you had, there were good tattoo artists out there. Like when Dave and I were 18, the tattoos that were coming out were like tribal. Or like
the
Looney Tunes.
The Sublime Sun.
Around your belly button.
Or like the tramp stamp.
Or the sunflower.
A dolphin around your ankle.
Yes.
A dolphin. The barbed wire.
Yes.
But it was the art form has been elevated.
For sure. I mean, you could tell somebody spent up if they had the Looney Tunes tattoo back in the day.
Because
it had color in it. Yeah. You know?
I got a guy. There's a guy who I waited tables with who got a Tasmanian devil on his heart.
On his heart?
Because he's crazy in love.
He's a wild man. Oh, no.
God, if I was his grandma, I'd push him down a flight of stairs.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So what's something that your parents still give you a hard time for, even though you're grown, after all of these years? Lacey said, my mom gives me guff about not answering her calls or texts for a day. I'm 30, and she will literally threaten to call the cops and have a wellness check on me. Like, seriously, Mom. I'm fine. I'll get back to you.
I'm an adult. I have another life. But whenever we flip it around and my parents don't answer my phone calls, I'm the pride and joy of I'm your whole world. What do you mean you're not answering my phone calls?
Right.
I'm your child. Pick up the phone.
Do you have, like, because my mom texts. She's a pretty, like, she's a competent texter. You know, I would say maybe like 7-8 years ago, she really, you know, I think when she switched over to the iPhone, really got, you know, got good at texting. But like my dad, I still don't text. I don't think I've ever texted with him like 2 or 3 times ever. But like 90% of the things it's all phone calls with him.
Never text.
So
my parents have gotten on the texting train because they know that's just the easiest way to communicate with us. But this one from 727 said, my mom always gives me grief for not wanting to see extended family when I visit home. My response is, Mom, we've been friends on social media for 10 years and not a single message has been sent to me. They don't want to see me that bad.
Fair. I feel like if you travel to a city, this is how I feel anyways. If I travel to your city, you come to me once I'm in that city.
Yeah, I've traveled across the continent. I am here now. If you want to see me, like, go out of your way.
Or
yeah.
If you find out I'm in that city and I did not contact you.
It's for a reason.
Yeah, it's because I have things on my itinerary. Usually when I travel, like if I go back to St. Louis or if we're in Chicago or wherever we're at, Dave, and I don't tell my friends who live in those cities that I'm there, it's because my itinerary is full.
You have a ton of stuff to do, right?
Yeah.
I get the same thing where it's like someone's like, oh, you're just up the road. Why didn't you come? I'm like, because I've got three kids, and it's a pain in the ass traveling, and I don't have extra time.
I
would love to see
nothing
you.
Makes me more
and
happy
I'm not coming to, you.
To know yeah. that there's somebody who I just kind of like know didn't hit me up when they come to our city.
Yes.
And I'm like, thank God, because I don't want to go out.
Right.
And there's I feel no remorse. Like I had family in town over the holiday, and I did not go and see them. And I have zero regret for doing that.
No regrets.
It's like,
yeah.
If I wanted to, like, we don't talk. Like, just because you're in a place doesn't mean that I have to take time out of my life to go to appease you. Like, oh, look, you're here. Now let's not talk about anything for the next 4 hours.
That's the problem with social media. What have you been up to? You know what I've been up to. It's on social media.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's going on? And also saying
it's
that
like
to anybody.
Back in the day with like high school reunions, they actually used to be awesome because you'd
like,
be like,
what do you do for a living?
What have you been up to for 20 years?
Yeah.
And now it's like, I know. We both lead fairly boring, unenthusiastic lives.
Asking anybody who's over the age of 30, what's new? Is ludicrous because nothing's new. I'm working. That's what's going on. Just working.
Yeah.
That's what's always going on with anybody. It's like, I'm working.
Copper said, for a while, my mom gave me a bit of grief for moving halfway across the country. I think she's come to terms with that now. Copper lives in Houston.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, you know, like when you move away from your parents, like, do you still get grief for that, Audrey? I mean, you mentioned that you went back home over the holidays,
yeah.
So it wasn't too long ago. Did they still give you a hard time about leaving home?
No, I think that my parents have never given me any type of grief about moving away. I mean, they definitely were. My mom was heartbroken whenever I moved. But, you know, they also understand that it's just like a 4-hour flight. You know, like it's just a flight away. You can come whenever you want. I can come whenever I want.
You got an inflatable mattress?
I have an extra bed. I have a whole extra bedroom.
Don't, comfy couch. Don't put that out there. Then people are going to start moving
with you. I love hosting people.
I do not.
I always have people.
I don't want to stay at any, like all my friends always, when I go home, they always like, why don't you stay with me? Like, one, you have kids. Second of all. And like, I just want a hotel. Like,
yeah.
I just want to crash in a hotel. Like, I don't want to feel any sort of like weird obligation if I'm up on my phone or anything along those lines. And like, I would rather like direct family, my mom, my dad, that's it. Like who can stay at my house or my wife's mom or dad, you know, like
really?
That.
Really? You don't want anybody in your home like that?
No, like just friends and stuff like that. I'm like, I would rather put you up at a hotel.
I'd rather put you up at a hotel.
I would.
You
that
are
is
such
crazy.
A grump.
I'm like, I seriously think that's crazy? I tell everybody, seriously, like any of my friends, I'm stay over at my house.
Yeah, but you got stuck because of that. Your brother-in-law moved in with you for like a year.
See,
yep.
But here's
and
the thing:
he had,
it was
like,
the
extra
middle
dogs.
Of the pandemic.
And he had a drum
he
set.
Had an extra. Yeah, that was the final straw. No, but I mean, it was
bust out a drum kit.
I would do that for
as
anybody.
A guest at somebody's house.
I would do that for anybody, though. I mean, and,
I feel like,
and I still would if he wanted to move back in. I mean, of course, I would. Fine.
Oh.
I mean, I would not let that happen.
There's a point where it's like. I have friends, like, let's just say...
We would just be setting some boundaries.
Well, no, I've got friends who I love dearly, and, like, I have an extra room at my house. I would rather give you money than you come live with me. Just seriously. I don't want anybody else in my... Like, going home is just, like, that's how you, like, decompress.
You are a very... Like, the thing that you love more than anything is
your solitude.
Your comfortable life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
like, no disruptions.
And you have that set up exactly
but
how you want it to be.
I mean, like, you have a billion kids now, so you've got a built-in excuse.
Right, no, but yeah. You also have friends and family that come over fairly often.
Yeah, like, I don't know if she's in the car right now. But my mother-in-law is in town currently and has
She's
been.
Always in town.
She comes to town a lot.
Yeah.
And it's because she wants to be here. Like, my daughter's 6th birthday was over the weekend. And I get that, right? But, like, yeah, we have house guests quite frequently. Not as much as Audrey.
Your brothers.
But definitely way more than you.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with that. I mean, I would be okay. Like, I love hanging out with your mother-in-law. I think she's awesome.
She's great. I'm not saying
I want to like smoke cigars and drink beer with her and then like just hang out.
She can stay at your place.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So even though you're grown, what do your parents still give you a hard time for? This one texted over to us from 619, said, literally every time that I go home for the holidays to see my parents, they are always asking me if I have met a nice boy and if I'm going to get married soon. I have been a lesbian for 20 years.
Oh. That's a little dark. I don't know if we can laugh at that.
She's laughing at
her. She's laughing at her, right?
No, I'm kidding. But that is one of the things where it's like, Mom, you're not paying attention.
Like, come
everything,
on, man.
All of the signs are right in front of you.
But also, I mean, like, that's a very real thing, right? Like, for people that are single and they maybe just don't want to be in, like, a crappy relationship.
Single or don't want kids, can't
being
have kids.
Right.
Single.
Oh, my God. Like, guys.
A lot of friends that, like, can't have kids. And everyone is constantly asking them, like, when are you guys going to have kids? When are you going to have kids? And you're like, man, shut up. Like, some people can't.
In the last, 2 weeks, I've gone to, like, cashiers just asking, you guys have kids yet? Like, what kind of weird... Do you, like, not know any other small talk?
Bring up the weather.
Do normal small talk.
Right.
Let me, like, ask you about the chain shortage.
Talk about sports.
Yeah, for real.
Anything but
the
that.
Weather. Hey, yeah. Nice day out there, right?
Yeah.
That's all you got to say. Or don't say anything at all. Just like, hey, good morning. Good afternoon. Just say it with a smile on your face, as they teach you to when you're on a soccer mom station. Always talk with a smile.
That's right.
It comes across the radio.
I can hear how happy you are.
Hey, I was taught that.
No, all of us were, and it's the dumbest thing that they ever could have tried to impart to.
Because we work on a grumpy station.
Yeah,
we
mean aggressive.
So for me, one of my favorite things is there's a story that my...
Play it. I know you're searching for it.
All right, what were you saying?
So there's a story. So my parents love to tell this story to, you know, like, my, like, I think the first time I brought my wife home for Christmas, we had just been dating like 2 or 3 months at that point, and they tell the story, you know, and I love the story because it does encapsulate me as a person, but they always tell the story, and it was when I was a little kid and the ice cream man would come around my neighborhood.
What was the song?
This was not a fancy ice cream man. This was a hard working blue collar ice cream man who had to ring a bell himself.
Yeah.
Like,
God.
He didn't have that automated, you know, whatever song.
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yeah. But no, he would ring the bell, and my parents, I was an only child, so they would, you know, they would succumb to my asking for whatever. And I think one time they were like just too busy, and they were like either on the phone or my dad was working. Don't remember exactly what. And I you could hear the bell getting louder and louder, and you know it's coming close to the house. And I'm like, I'm trying to get money from my parents to go get like a Ninja Turtle ice cream pop.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And the money had not come through yet. And I knew that, like, this was my one chance. And so I think I was like maybe 6 years old at this time. And so it doesn't come. My parents don't give me the money, but I'm like, I got to stop this ice cream man because the money will be there. So I run outside, and like the ice cream man had passed the house. So I like have to run as fast as I can and finally like jump in front of the ice cream machine.
You
ice
risked cream your life for a Ninja Turtle ice
and
cream.
I was like, and I was so distraught because I didn't have the money on me right there. So I was like crying. I'm like, stop. And then, like, you know, my mom could finally see that there is a scene that is unfolding outside of our house.
You're just where sheer panic.
Her child is losing it because he's not getting an ice cream. She came out. We ended up getting an ice cream, but like I was like full.
I thought you said she didn't have any money.
No, I couldn't get the money from her at that point because
I
knew there was Dave. I knew there was money.
What did mom do to the ice cream man to get that ice cream for herself?
Mom loves you very much, boy.
That's right. But just for me, like running, crying, and melting down because I did not get something sweet is very much in my wheelhouse.
When do you think that the turn of age happened for the Ninja Turtles to get phased out and SpongeBob to get phased in?
Because I mean, that was like 97.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, because I don't even think that they have. Do they have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Don't see them anymore.
I see SpongeBob's all over the place.
Ninja Turtles are still a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like,
but not an ice cream form with the gumball eyes.
You want to bet they are?
I don't know. I have an ice cream guy that comes by my house every single day. I'm like, it's January. The children don't want ice cream.
But you always know he's coming, right? Because you hear the music.
Yes, an ice cream!
Yay! Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
When you go on vacation on a holiday weekend, how many times do you go all together and hang out somewhere? All together. I think more than anybody else, you guys hang out together as friends as well, don't you? Right, guys?
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, we hang out and do a bunch of stuff together, but like if we're on vacation, we're not.
I mean, the occasional, like, I mean, all four of us and our families, like, that's never happened.
Yeah, no. But you two, Dave and Mahoney, you guys have gone to Disney World together. Yeah. There was Disneyland together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've done that. We've done other things, other weekend getaways and things like that. Yeah, that's like, but like, to get like four groups of people, that's a lot of coordinating.
That is a production.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing, like, I don't know, like, I love hanging out and I love spending a lot of free time with you guys, but you guys don't like doing what my wife and I like doing. So it's like, right. You know, that's that we're just very particular people.
What do you like doing? Maybe I do.
Number one on his list is not hanging out with us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Walking. Big fan of walking.
Loves walking, and he loves Disneyland.
No, but it's like, if we want to be done, like...
Walking at Disneyland.
Like a weekend trip, if we were to go, like, hiking or something like that, and we've done that. We've got our friends who we, you know, we'll go out of town with. These are people we know who don't want to rage all night long. And also, since my wife doesn't drink, she doesn't like to stay up all night long while I'm getting drunk.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, that checks out.
And all three of you like to stay up all night long getting drunk.
Yeah.
Because I get excited. I'm just excited.
Yeah, it's fun.
Just happy we're all together.
Yeah. I like that we don't fake it. Like, we know what each other's roles are, right? Like, because there's the forced interaction, and that's my least favorite interaction.
Yeah.
It's like if you feel like you have to hang out with somebody because, like, you're obligated to. Like, I've gotten to the point in life where I'm like, nah.
No, but, like, when we want to have a good time, you know, it's like Audrey and I will go to the bar after the show on a Friday, and we'll have a beverage or eight.
Yeah, and then
Or same thing with Ian.
The
you know?
Dads.
All of us.
No, but now they're dads.
Yeah, they're all, oh, I got a
responsibility.
Oh, I got a life that I'm responsible for. Uh-huh.
You guys never invite me anywhere.
I have, and you said no, kid.
No, you invite me after you ask Dave. He says no. Ask Mahoney. He says no. And
every
then
Friday we
I'm
used to drink.
I'm the sympathy invite for all of you
no,
guys.
No, I used to
every
invite you.
Friday
and
I used
and
to
don't
drink.
Think I don't realize it either. I know I'm annoying when I ask you guys to hang out, and then you go, yeah, well, yeah, we will. Let's get together this weekend. And then silence.
No, I ask you, how many times did I invite you over to my
house? Mahoney, I'm calling you out right now. I did it last week. I was like, you know what, man? We should get together. Let's hang out.
You...
Oh my God! The
last week there was a special circumstance last week why you and I did not hang out.
Okay,
so
still waiting for that text though.
But also, how many times have I invited you over to my house for like when I had
that
like a taco
once.
Guy?
That was
oh,
no,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
12
every
times.
Time.
12 times. 12 on times. The, yeah, always,
you're saying one. You're saying 12.
Always on a Saturday from 7 to midnight when he knew I was working.
You
phone
knew
it
that.
In.
Phone it.
Phone it in. That's
what
I do.
Leave a message after the tone.
Who is the biggest mama's boy or girl out of all of you?
Message deleted.
Me. Mahoney, without question.
But I think all of us are very much like, I know Dave is right there, but he's a little bit more, you know, he's got, there's a lot of siblings.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like.
Share the wealth, yeah.
You know, like Audrey, I feel like is very much so as well. Ian, I feel, you know, I don't know. You know, I know you lean on your mom. But
I respect my mother.
I wouldn't describe you as a mama's boy.
You're right. I'm not that attached.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Interesting way of putting it.
I don't like her.
Yeah, I think we can admit that Earth is definitely the Florida of the universe, right?
Message deleted.
That's what we think.
No, like America is the Florida of the world.
World. Yeah.
Like I feel like America. Like if I can't go into my grocery store and look on the shelves and it is bare, I'm like, this is Florida. This is Florida peak. Like during spring break, you can't find anything on the shelves. Everybody's sick everywhere.
A 7-Eleven. Has this place been looted? Or
everyone's
just
drunk.
Out of stuff.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents:
Are you smarter than a community college dropout?
All right, Mahoney, it is time to put your skills to the test once again. It's you versus Audrey, and are you smarter than a community college dropout? You're going to leave the room while she answers the questions first. Anything you'd like to say before you depart?
Everyone knows that I am clearly the smartest person in this entire room and on the entire station. My three community colleges, my alma maters are very proud. Most of them have approached me about inducting me into their Hall of Fames.
Isn't it usually an alma mater means like you graduated from them?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And in this case, he did not. So
okay,
so the name.
Yeah. There he goes. He is out of the room. So, Audrey, you do have one pass today should you choose to use it, okay?
Chew, buddy. I'll probably need it.
Okay. First question. In mathematics, the order
great
of operations, PEMDAS stands for what?
Parentheses?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to do the whole thing?
Yeah.
It's PEMDAS. Can I write this down? So
PEMDAS.
PEMDAS. PEMDAS.
Yeah.
Parentheses.
Yep.
I know that the M is multiplication,
mm-hmm.
D is division,
yeah.
A is, addition and subtraction.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but is E equal?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
No.
What's the E?
Exponents.
What the hell is an exponent?
Okay,
I forgot all about that.
You didn't use your pass, so you still have that in question number two.
What's an exponent, Ian? What is that?
Like two, like
squared. Poo.
Okay, in finance, credit cards, mortgages, etc., what does APR stand for? You do have a pass.
I'm going to pass, but if I were to guess,
uh-huh.
Appraisal.
Good pass.
Please.
Appraisal, puh. All right.
Appraisal, please, sir.
Appraisal, please, Randy. No, it's
it's APR?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why I said S.
Annual percentage rate is what you're looking for.
Yes.
Okay. Four more questions. You have to answer all of them.
Are they all
no
revolving around numbers? Because
no.
I give up.
What scientist is credited with formulating the laws of motion?
That would be Newton.
Yes, Sir Isaac Newton.
When it goes in motion, then it stays in motion.
The boat's a rock and don't come a knocking.
Very exactly. Good, both of you, yes.
If it stops, it stops.
Question number four. What is the capital of Spain?
Barcelona.
No. It's not.
What is
it? Madrid.
No. I just wanted to say Barcelona.
Barcelona.
I've been to Spain. I was there.
Question number five. What is the fifth planet from the sun?
Might as well be walking on the sun. Mars. I don't know. Ah, God. Ah, that was quick. I'm going to say Mars. I already said it.
No.
I did that. So it's Mercury. Venus, mm-hmm. Earth,
uh-huh.
Something in Jupiter.
Jupiter is the correct answer.
Gosh! Saturn, Jupiter.
Yeah. It's my very excellent mother just saved us nine pickles.
How do you remember that?
That's the little thing that they taught you. Anyway, final question.
I think ours is something about pizzas.
You're doing terrible. In the order of succession, who follows the vice president in line to the presidency?
All right.
That is a laugh of
confidence.
If
the vice president is gone,
mm-hmm.
then it is the leader of the House of Representatives.
Fine. It's the Speaker of the House of Representatives, but whatever. It's
just the same.
It's close enough, right?
That's the
no!
leader. That's the leader.
No!
The leader is the Speaker.
No!
Give it to me, Ian.
No!
Give me that. It's the same.
Leader?
It's the same.
All right.
What's going on in here?
Don't worry about it.
It's the same.
Don't worry about it.
Good luck. Good luck, Mahoney. This is a doozy. I bet you'll do well.
Okay. In mathematics, the order of operations for PEMDAS stands for what?
What was the...
PEMDAS. PEMDAS.
Yeah, I know. It's parentheses and then... are you saying PEM like I?
No.
PEM.
PEM. P-E-M?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's parentheses. What's the E stand for?
You have 5 seconds.
I'm going to pass. I mean, okay. You go parentheses and then you multiply and then you...
Yeah. It's parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction.
Okay. Whatever.
Good pass.
You know
I know how to do it. Yeah, it's the small number next to the big number.
Question number two. In finance,
like my bank account.
Credit cards, mortgages, etc., what does APR stand for?
Annual percentage rate.
Mahoney on the board at 1 point. Here we go on to question number three. What scientist is credited with formulating the laws of motion?
Motion. Yeah, like an object in motion. Newton.
Yeah, Sir Isaac Newton. Mahoney's got two. Question number four. What is the capital of Spain?
It's either Barcelona or Madrid. I'm going to go with Madrid.
Dang. Yeah, but Barcelona is the most fun to say.
But Barcelona is
Barcelona.
Darn, I think I already lost.
What is the fifth planet from the sun?
Let's answer with your gut. First instinct. Go.
Saturn.
No.
Mars?
No. Jupiter.
Whatever.
I said Mars.
I forget. It's like my very intelligent mother.
Excellent mother just saved us nine pizzas.
Oh, I said pizza, okay. Too. He's over here pickling.
Pickles.
Pizza.
You can't save somebody nine pizzas. You can save somebody nine pickles.
If it's a party. Yeah,
you ain't ever
if your mom
house.
Is excellent, well, she's not saving you nine pickles.
I like pickles more than pizza. I said it.
That's a lie.
I said what I said.
That is a lie.
It's not
a
lie.
You're a monster.
You like
monster.
Pickles? So if somebody had a pickle party, you'd be pumped?
Yeah.
Of course, David.
You're a freaking liar.
No, I'd be the first one.
That's college, I guess.
Yeah,
purple pickles.
I went through a phase. Final question. In the order of succession, who follows the vice president in line to the presidency?
That would be the Speaker of the House.
That is correct.
Or better known as
the leader of the House of Representatives. Mahoney, you got four. Audrey got two.
Three community colleges, can't be wrong.
Shout out to the University of Kentucky for today's broadcast.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show.
So, Mahoney, I know that you watched some football over the weekend like I did, and
yeah.
I can honestly say I think that this was the best weekend of football maybe ever. I mean, the game last night was just obscene.
I mean, and even before that, with Tom Brady making a comeback, you know, they were down 27-3, they tied it up.
I was really hoping that they would go for the two-point conversion to make it 28-3.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, then Tom Brady's going to come back. Obviously not thinking that he would be able to do it. And then, unbelievably, they come all the way back.
In Tom Brady fashion.
And then they don't cover Cooper Kupp.
Yep. The one guy they know who they're going to throw it to.
Yeah.
Every time.
You got dusted by Cooper Kupp, did you? So this leaves us with the AFC and the NFC championship games, obviously. You've actually proven to be pretty good at this with the whole, like, guessing of the lines thing. Let's do it again. AFC championship game. Cincinnati Bengals, I think you can make a real argument. Surprised everyone by getting to this point in the season.
I did call that one.
I mean, Joe Burrow and
BD.
Yeah,
Joe Burrow
stood
well, and his kicker. Do you see what he did, McPherson?
I did not.
McFearless is what they're calling it.
So it's a 52-yard field goal, right?
It's to win
the game.
It's not ludicrous though.
Before he went out there to kick it, he walks up to Joe Burrow and goes, "Looks like we're going to the AFC Championship game." And
oh,
then trotted out there.
Well, that's the thing about kickers. Yards. If you, it's same thing with like pitchers in MLB, man. Like if you've got that confidence, you know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
But like the moment you lose your confidence, how many times have we seen right? that in a football game where it's like
deflated?
You just
like the guys are the most automatic kickers ever, and then they just lose it.
Yep.
And then next thing you know,
they go.
They never perform that way again.
Confidence will help people win in areas, not even just in games, but if you have a certain type of confidence and swagger, you will succeed.
Yeah.
Humility really does get in the way of a lot of things a lot of the time, and I'm good for them. I really am kind of excited that the Bengals.
How do you think your bosses got to the position that they're in?
No
not
joke.
Because they're that much smarter than you.
They're confident. Yeah,
they're just confident morons.
Yep.
Which is probably an evolutionary trait, right? Just if nature knew, like, if this person's dumb, let's just make them fearless.
Yeah.
For real.
We should start a band called the Confident Morons and just be awful, but then just convince everyone that we deserve to be playing.
That's this show.
That we're already doing that.
No,
okay.
we're too self-aware. That's why we're the B team.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. So
all right.
So here we go. AFC Championship game, Cincinnati and Kansas City. It's going to be at Arrowhead once again in Kansas City.
6.5 for the Chiefs.
Seven and a half.
Okay.
In one spot. Total in that one. What do you think?
Oh man.
A lot of points scored between the Bills and the Chiefs last night. 54.5.
Wow, so they're thinking that's going to be a big game.
Yeah, I mean, they think it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah, the Chiefs defense didn't know, couldn't stop anybody yesterday. Nah. Thank God they hit Mahomes.
And then, of course, in the NFC Championship game, probably the two most unlikely suspects, because both dogs in the 49ers and the Rams, they go out there and they beat the Packers and the Bucks.
I don't know.
In Green Bay and in Tampa Bay.
Rams minus three?
3.5.
Okay. Yeah.
So close on that one.
That's a big, I mean, I
there
think.
There's the three hanging on.
I, you know, I anything can happen at this point, but I think the NFC, whoever wins, or excuse me, whoever wins the AFC, it's either the Bengals or the Chiefs are going to be the next Super Bowl champions.
There was a bunch of people talking last night, like, you know, cancel the Super Bowl, just give us the best of three between the Chiefs and the Bills, because those are the two best
teams.
Have
we checked on Buffalo today?
Mm.
Is it still, are things still?
Did they burn it down?
Are things okay up there?
Every table is broken.
Yeah.
No, they rebuilt all the tables after last night.
Folding tables safe everywhere.
We've been looking for you.
I bet.
Who's got the warrant?
It's the most dangerous game in radio. Ian goes out actively looking for people that appear like they could have a warrant out for their arrest, and then does a short interview with them, and it's our job collectively to try to figure out which one of these people has a warrant out for their arrest right now. And Ian, you said today, it's really interesting, the people that you ran into, because some of them were mid-meal and didn't stop eating while you were interviewing them?
Well, no, Dave, because they were hungry, and I'm very disarming, but also at the same time, you know, you gotta eat. So I talked to Chad, Brian, and Timothy. Indeed, Dave, one was eating a Whopper during the interview. I also...
A Whopper? Like, a Whopper is a pretty sloppy thing.
That thing was... I didn't know... They're very wide. I didn't remember how
wide
Whoppers were.
Yeah.
So...
And I feel like you have to grab them with both hands, otherwise the stuff starts falling out one side.
And you never eat a Whopper without the wrapper around
right.
it.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah. So he, of course, had it around it. But yeah, an interesting group. I won't say that any of them were particularly dangerous looking, but we definitely have one in here who committed some pretty horrific crimes.
Great. Let's get into it and see if we can figure it out. Here is our first contestant, Who's Got the Warrant.
All right, it's Who's Got the Warrant. Do you want to give your name?
Chad.
Chad, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? What do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced, and do you play golf?
I'm 28, and I'm actually on the streets right now.
All right.
I do golf a little bit.
You do golf?
Yes.
Have you ever been arrested before?
Yes.
How many times, Chad?
I would say two.
Two times? Anything crazy?
No, just traffic.
Traffic stuff, okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Does not sound like he's got a warrant, but...
He's honest, though.
He's on the streets, as he said.
Does he
look like he'd been on the streets for a long time, Ian, or is it just this is more a recent development for Chad?
He looked like he had been on the streets for about 15 minutes, Mahoney. He had very clean shoes, very clean kind of jogger pants, also a very nice BMX bike.
Really?
You love talking to guys on bikes.
Low-hanging fruit for me, man.
I got
to get a bunch of these every week.
There's no way you're a grown-ass man walking around with a bike and you don't have
a
story.
Did he have pegs on his bike?
Yes, both front and back.
Chad is definitely a contender for having a warrant, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, the pegs, yeah.
Yep.
Anytime there's some pegging going on, there's a little sus.
Front peg and back peg?
Mm-hmm. Oh, both.
It's a party.
Wow, yeah.
Well, you got to, you know, take care of it all. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go. On to our second contestant.
Do you want to give your name?
Timothy.
Hey, Timothy, are you eating a Whopper right now?
Yes, I am.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how's the Whopper?
It's good.
Wonderful. Now, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? What do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced, and do you play golf?
No, I don't play golf, but I'm 51, and I'm working currently, but they're temporarily shut down for a little bit.
Have you ever been arrested before?
Yeah.
You seem disappointed.
Yeah, I'm always getting arrested for stuff I don't do.
How many times have you been arrested?
I'd say about 5 times out of these.
You've never done time, though, right?
Yeah.
What'd you do time for?
Assault. Minnesota.
Okay, so...
He assaulted the entire state of Minnesota?
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. Turns out that's illegal.
I like that he did not stop eating the Whopper.
You could hear it.
It was really
gross.
Yeah.
I hated hearing that.
Oh, just very... The so lip smacking, that saliva, just... that flame broiledness. We can hear it. We can hear it all through the radio.
Proud of him for really maintaining his innocence as well. I mean,
I'm always getting arrested for stuff I didn't do.
Like assault.
That seems pretty unwarranted.
Was he a fry or an onion ring guy from Burger King?
I did not see any sides.
No sides. He was just going raw. He was just raw dog and a Whopper.
Maybe he started with the side. But you're meet one of those people who like refuse to mix.
I am that person.
You don't mix the foods.
Nope. Just 100%.
All fries. Get through them, and then
we go around the plate.
Because if he was a Burger King fry guy, I would 100% say he was had some sort of arrest warrant out for him. But onion rings, the superior of all the Burger King sides.
No, if you are an onion ring person, that means you like to live dangerously and you don't conform to normal things like French fries, because that is the actual thing that comes with the meal, and you have to go and live dangerously by ordering the onion rings.
You get fries over onion rings at Burger King?
Well, first thing, I don't go to Burger King, but if I do go to Burger King, it's a fry thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are monsters.
Next time someone's eating a Whopper, I'm not saying anything anymore.
Onion rings suck.
The onion rings at Burger King are the best
thing
on the menu.
They are not. You're going to get the soup poops in 2 seconds.
Yep. Sure am. And I'm going to fart like crazy.
Ugh.
They give me all sorts of gas.
You're blowing onion ring, though. Is that your
worth it. Worth it.
Third and final contestant. Who's got the warrant?
Do you want to give your name?
Brian.
Hey, Brian, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? What do you do for a living? Are you single, married, divorced? And do you play golf?
I'm 52. I'm married to Adrena and sister wives. And I play golf with the president.
Wait. You got sister wives? How many sister wives do you have?
That's my little secret. Let me keep that to myself.
Okay, wow. Have you ever been arrested before?
Long time ago.
For what?
For stealing a Snickers candy bar. Man, I love them damn Snickers.
Same.
Wait, you really got arrested for stealing the Snickers?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, man. All right. Nothing else, though, right? Nothing crazy?
No, nothing.
Warrant.
Did he tell you which president he had golfed with previously?
No, he did not. Just like he did not disclose
the
number of sister wives.
I feel like it had to be Bill, right? That if it was any president,
somebody called it out in chat when we were setting this up. They're like, he didn't say the president of what. It's probably like the president of the local 7-Elevens or something.
That's a powerful man, though.
Hey, you bet.
He's got all that Slurpee.
Mm-hmm. I don't like
juice.
This man.
You don't like him?
No.
Do you think he's got a warrant?
No,
he's a bad criminal. If you got busted stealing a Snickers,
true.
That's a pretty easy thing to steal. We had a story earlier today about a guy who stole a whole ass guitar and got away with it.
Got away.
Yeah, this guy couldn't get out of there with a Snickers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like this man because whenever you're talking about sister wives, like you just feel that's a weird.
Don't put that on Brian. He's a very good friend of mine. No. Now, don't do that.
No,
is he?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Does he really have sister wives?
No, probably not. Oh. But still, he had a good.
No,
delivery.
He's a liar.
Let him
even
go.
Worse.
Hey, right. We're here for content.
Okay.
Fair.
I don't think he has the warrant just because he gave his last name and he. Like I said, maybe he did actually golf with the president.
So
at some
is it going to be the person who we think it like the least likely? Like, is it all Goober for number one? Like,
I think Chad 100%.
Number
you think
two.
Chad's got a warrant?
I do. That's what I'm feeling. I don't think number two, who was eating the Whopper. I feel like if you're eating a Whopper out in public, you
I feel like there's something there, though, right? Like
no,
he's got this sense of I don't give a damn. Like I would not eat a Whopper.
No, you're not
in
looking
public
over your shoulder
while walking down the street. No, like he just he doesn't care. He's got a warrant. He's on the run from the cops.
No,
he's eating a Whopper.
So you're number two, Mahoney. You're number one.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm number three.
You're number three. Okay. Okay.
And which one should we go with to start?
Let's try to eliminate. Oh God,
we can't.
No,
we're all going.
That's my,
you know what?
I'll just
say this: we're eliminating Chad.
Oh,
Chad does not have a warrant. Sorry,
number
guys.
One.
Sorry, Mahoney.
Sorry, brother. Do you currently have an active warrant out for your arrest right now?
Do not.
Are you sure?
Promise.
He all promised
right.
me.
I don't believe him.
So
promise. Clean joggers,
Dave.
Clean shoes. All right. All right, so we have Timothy, the guy eating the Whopper, and then we have Brian, who has golfed with the president.
Clearly has the warrant.
Clearly.
I'll, if I'm throwing in a second guess, I'll throw my hat in with Audrey. It's number three.
Okay, let's see if you guys are right. Here we go. Here's Brian.
Do you currently have a warrant out for your arrest right now?
Nope.
Sorry, guys. That means that Timothy, the Whopper-eating king, is out here with a warrant. On the run from the cops currently while eating a delicious Whopper on the streets. Oh.
Do you have a warrant for your arrest right now?
I probably do.
For what?
I was arguing with a over here. That's what got me in jail.
I hope they don't get you, and I hope you can eat more Whoppers.
Was he arguing with a lady of the night while eating a Whopper? Is that what he said?
Yeah, in a Walmart parking lot.
You got in a fight with a hooker in a Walmart parking lot, and you're like, man, I'm hungry.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So they're saying there's a new development out there that can help to discover how long you are going to live.
What is it like? So, your heart health?
No, it's your retinas. It's an eye test. So the membrane at the back of the eye contains light-sensitive cells that start deteriorating during middle age. A study of about 47,000 adults found that people whose retinas were older than their actual age were more likely to die over the next decade. Would you want to know when you're going to die, even if it's not? I mean, I don't think any of us want, like, the exact moment and how, right? Yeah.
I don't.
No.
Yeah, this is making you so uncomfortable, isn't it?
Nobody's getting out of this thing alive anyway. I don't want to know.
Oh, God. Maybe you. I'm living forever for eternity.
Are you now?
Are you?
Yes.
Are you?
I have done a deal with the devil, okay. You see. And I went down to Georgia, and I played a fiddle, a mean one, and now I am living forever for eternity.
Yeah. How's that working out for Charlie Daniels?
It's not going great for him. Didn't he die?
Yeah.
Okay. Also,
it's because he beat the devil. That's
is that what it was? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drats. Yeah, no. Every morning I wake up and I'm like, oof.
You think about death every single day?
One step closer to the grave.
Would you want to know other people that you like love and care about?
That's even worse.
It is?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What about all those people that have that regret? They're like, oh, I never told my parents that I loved them enough, or you know, I didn't make time for them, or whatever it is.
That seems like some weird virtue signaling, like, I'm so sad my parents are dead on my Facebook story. Like, just tell your parents that you love them.
Mom, it's been 10 years since you've gone, but I'm with Brandon now, and we're so happy. I just want you to be happy for us. I hope you're proud of your little girl.
That is specifically specific, Aaron. Ian.
Did you just call me?
Oh, my
Aaron,
God.
His wife's
whoa,
name.
Whoa.
We just had a moment.
Yeah, that, oof.
You guys do look alike. Some things. That's what it is.
Kiss.
So a New Zealand couple who grew what they believe to be the world's largest potato.
Was there controversy surrounding this nowadays?
So if you're not familiar, Doug the Spud is his name. It now has to undergo a DNA test to prove that it is a real life potato. 17 pounds.
What else would it be?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what else.
Well, how do you fake a
potato?
Go on, Maury.
Is it really a big cucumber?
So what are other nightshades?
The reason why people are so skeptical is because the current Guinness Book record holder for the largest potato, 10 pounds, 14 ounces. This one is 17 pounds. And so, like, the other potato people are like, that ain't a potato.
That's a root.
Yeah.
I bet they're saying?
A whole ass tree.
It's a tree, a root, a seed.
Oh, yeah. DNA test can be performed
a gourd
to confirm Doug's species.
Wouldn't that be crazy, though, if we found a new potato species?
We did. They were called new potatoes. You remember in the 80s and 90s?
They just named it new potatoes? I thought that was just like a thing.
No, we found like new potatoes and called them new potatoes.
It's N-E-W?
No, it's like N-U.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I thought it was new.
Like
N-U.
New metal.
Like new metal. It's a Limp Bizkit of
this is a
potatoes.
Crossover.
So this is a like real life Weekend at Bernie's situation. A dead man was brought to a post office in an attempt to collect his pension.
Oh no.
Yeah. It happened in Ireland. But yeah, they propped him up.
Well, if those people were smarter, they would have gotten whatever that first thing from that first story. What was it, your eyeball test?
Yeah.
You just put some shades on him, it's fine.
It's fine. So the staff at the post office, not tricked, they immediately called the police who rushed to the scene. No money was handed over, and it was understood that the dead man was well known to the two men who had moved his body. A local woman living beside the post office told her daughter had witnessed two guys carrying a man into the shop. She was leaving my house at the time and said, that man does not look well, and his feet were dragging on the ground. That's when they said, it's a pretty small shop here. Like, we all know everyone pretty well, and that guy is definitely dead.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
What did they do with the body? Like, return to sender or something?
Shift it somewhere? No.
I don't know. What do you do? Like, did they just leave the guy there? Like, I don't imagine the cops arrested it.
Yeah, the cops are in there like, freeze, put down the body.
Oh, I just went boom.
It should be so much easier to conceal a Weekend at Bernie situation like that now in 2022.
A mask.
Mask, hoverboards.
Right, a hoverboard.
Just put him on a wheelchair.
Get him one of them
scooters.
Roller
skates. A rascal. Yeah.
You messed up.
I mean, yeah. You would have thought about it just a little bit longer.
And finally, this is a video. I don't know if you guys saw this floating around over the weekend, but in Daytona Beach, Florida, there's this guy. He's out on his front porch with his dogs, his little wiener dogs, and this bear comes, there's like a gate, kind of like a baby gate.
Yeah. Or a dog gate for small dog weird gate, dogs. Yeah. They're not jumping over it.
And this bear comes barreling over the gate trying to get his dogs, and he straight up, like, tackles this bear.
If you're a bear, though, I bet a wiener dog looks... You know, I love dachshunds. They're my favorite types of dogs.
Right. I bet it looks delicious.
They look like a little sausage.
Yeah.
Like, I bet as a bear, it's like, mm-hmm.
I'm a little running sausage. This is great.
Yeah, I feel like of all the dogs that look edible, that one's like top tier.
Especially to bears?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, you don't want to eat a sharp hay. That's wrinkly as hell. Yeah. Nah, it's probably chewy.
Well, this guy had like a Ring doorbell camera, and so the whole interaction was caught.
What did I just hear?
So this bear, this guy is tackling, like he's fighting the bear.
He's an old guy, too.
An older guy. Like he just straight up runs over and tackles this bear, and the bear's like, what in the hell? It's like kind of swatting at him, but didn't really seemingly mess him up that badly.
The poor bear. He didn't know what was going on.
What if this bear came in and tried to eat your dog, Blue? Your little appetizer.
Oh,
and you're like
God.
The poor bear?
No, I'm just saying he didn't know what was happening.
Well, then it's your fault for being an idiot. Don't eat my dog.
he just poor bear. He was confused.
Screw that bear. Like, he's lucky this guy didn't have a shotgun.
That is fair. That's a fair bear.
That's a fair bear.
It's Pop Trash.
Okay, so normally everything that Kanye does, or Ye, if you will, I find pretty cringy. But this, and maybe it's just the dad in me, I'm totally here for.
What did he do?
Have you seen Kanye's minivan?
Oh, God. It's a minivan.
It's a Maybach.
It's a Maybach minivan, and it is almost $500,000. It's $400,000, so it's not cheap.
Oh, wow.
But, man, that thing slaps.
I mean, it's a minivan.
That thing is awesome.
I mean, he's got to have a vehicle
for the kids.
The kids now that he's a co-parent.
Yeah. He usually drives Lamborghinis, I guess. But... they said that the father of four kids opted for a minivan for exactly that reason. And, I mean, as far as minivans go, this is peak minivan.
I mean, he's not driving that. He's sitting in the back. So he also has, like, those there's recliners in there.
Yeah,
it's basically a limo just in a minivan for him.
Yeah.
He's a great dad.
You know how many Chrysler Pacificas you could buy for $400,000?
Town and Countries?
40. fleet. They're disposable.
Yeah, just drive it and then leave it wherever you want.
Just hitch them all together and create a train.
Hey, you know what? People sleep on minivans. Like, I drove a Toyota Sienna, and, like, the automatic opening doors on, like, both sides.
Yeah.
You romanticize minivans because you were conceived in a minivan.
No, I was conceived in a full-blown
van.
Full-blown
van.
But they say,
like,
whenever...
with a mirror
on the side.
They say that, like, if your mom eats hot wings whenever you're in her belly, then you're just going to, like, all of a sudden, like, really like spicy foods and things like that. I feel like that's the reason why you love vans so much is because you were conceived.
Hey, it's a great American tradition.
It's in your
the
blood.
Van, the minivan. It's just, I feel like we need to stop shaming minivan drivers. We need to normalize
that.
What's amazing. We stopped slut shaming, so let's stop mini shaming.
Tell that to the green M&M.
Yeah, whoa, that's big news.
Ooh,
over
big
the weekend,
news. News
M&Ms
over the weekend, yeah.
have rolled back the green M&M because she was
too sexy.
Hot. They said, no. Take these thigh highs off, ma'am. We're going to give you a comfortable workwear high heel.
No, this is
heel.
Just we
I prefer at least one of my M&Ms to be a little slutty.
Guys,
honestly, that
is not the candy of choice for DJ Khaled because it melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
They could make him a new spokesperson for it.
Please don't.
Yeah. Is he over? Can we all agree that DJ Khaled is over?
I'm not seeing him on my Hulu commercials anymore, I feel like he's rolled back a little bit.
So only one Disney Plus series made the top 15 streaming shows of 2021.
Which is actually really surprising considering all the Marvel things that they put out. And the fact that there is, the Mighty Ducks reboot, I thought was great.
Now, Disney...
Which Emilio... You know they booted Emilio Estevez off that?
Really?
So it's like, how do you even continue with the Mighty Ducks series without Emilio Estevez?
Why did they boot him off that?
He wouldn't get vaccinated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez is an anti-vaxxer?
I mean, are you shocked by that?
I mean, kind of. I don't know. I just don't really know much about it.
As much cocaine as Gordon Bombay did in the 90s.
Yeah.
You're fine, Emilio. You're I have a feeling like they may bring him back at some point because that show is going to not be good. But
man, you're Charlie Sheen's brother. You need to be getting vaccinated.
Which Disney show was the one that made it in the was it WandaVision?
So WandaVision made the list.
Okay.
But there was a couple of other ones that are Disney-owned, but they're not on Disney+. So Handmaid's Tale was on the list.
Yeah, the Hulu.
On Hulu. And then Ted Lasso, of course, on Apple TV+ was the 12th most watch show in all of streaming. Outside of those three shows, though, wait. So how? Why are they saying that Disney owns?
So Disney
is that
Plus
separate? Yeah, I mean
Disney owns.
Disney owns Handmaid's Tale in a roundabout way because they own Hulu, right?
Hulu, yes.
But then they had Apple TV's Plus, Ted Lasso. Is that produced by Disney
or maybe one of their production companies? I don't know.
Sheesh.
But they
everything.
Yeah, I mean some of the biggest shows, Squid Game, of course, everyone was talking about the Great British Baking Show.
Yeah,
I haven't watched that, but I have friends who are obsessed with that.
My 6-year old daughter loves that show.
Oh, she's got great taste, fine taste.
Virgin River, the Bridgerton series, then also in the top 10, You, Cobra Kai, The Crown, Longmire.
The Crown's so good.
Longmire was on there.
Outer Banks, Maid. Have you guys watched Maid?
I didn't. A lot of my girlfriends did.
Stupid.
It looks super. Oh, did it?
Stupid.
So stupid.
Oh,
waste
The Witcher.
Of time.
The Witcher, Mahoney, is on the list.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of these are, I feel like, some of just like easy, low hanging grab fruit. Like, I understand that Squid Game was one of the most talked about shows just because it had a new concept, and a lot of shows are just same concept reused 1,000 times. But I mean, Squid Game was just Hunger Games, just in a Korean format. And
it's poor people, Hunger Games.
It was. Yeah. It was fine to me. It wasn't like the number one show.
No, I mean, the actual show itself, you watch it, you're like, okay, like, it's fine.
It was fine.
Do you, what was your what was your favorite streaming thing of, just 2021, love the last year, what was your favorite thing you watched in 2021?
I probably consumed more of The Crown and The Great British Baking Show that is on this list, and that actually is the two things that I probably watched the most.
Yeah, I mean, none of these shows get me excited. On this list. I mean, Handmaid's Tale I like quite a bit. I thought this last season was stupid.
Yeah. See, but to be fair, a lot of these are serial seasons. Like, there are going to be more than one season coming with it. And I think that a lot of the shows that, I mean...
The shows that I
like
really
Yellowstone not being on that list is crazy. But I guess it's not a streaming...
That's technically on a network.
Yeah. And then they put it on Paramount Plus just recently. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, it's not on Paramount Plus. That was the whole problem.
It's on Peacock.
It's on Peacock.
I got duped.
1883 is on.
1883. Which is good. It's very good.
I'm all in on 1883.
Yeah.
With
and you know what? Mayor of Kingstown is also on Paramount Plus.
It's too close to Mayor of Easttown.
But it's different because it's
I get it, but every time
name.
I get so confused.
Yeah, one's not like, was it Kate Winslet?
It's Kate Winslet and Jeremy Renner.
They do not look alike.
Yeah, and he's like the mayor's brother and not the... Like, her name is Mayor of Easton.
Mayor of Easttown, Mayor of Kingstown. They're too similar, and in the same year. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I know that they're different in plots.
Mayor was in 2020, right?
No.
It wasn't?
No.
It was in 2021?
Yeah.
What a weird year this year.
No. So it was The Undoing.
Yeah.
Which, that was garbage. That was straight
He hates
garbage.
It. Mahoney hates that show so much. Do you
and
like
I
anything
love,
of Nicole
I love
Kidman?
Nicole Kidman. Oh, okay. I love Nicole Kidman. I think she's phenomenal. And I love Hugh Grant too. I just thought that was bad writing all the way around for that dumbass show.
Everyone liked that show except for you. Won a bunch of awards.
The most predictable ending of all time.
You're just too smart.
Yeah, that's what it is. So Arnold Schwarzenegger was in a pretty bad accident, according to TMZ, on Friday night. He, I guess, ran a red light, and I don't know if this is true. It's all hearsay, right? But I've always heard that Arnold drives like a total a-hole, where he'll be, you know, there's all these stories from back in the day of him in his, like, H1 Hummer, like, driving on sidewalks because he just was that big of a star.
Well, he's an aggro alpha, man. Like, he's got places to be.
I would let Arnold run me over on the sidewalk.
Well, you say that, except for he actually did that to
what?
Somebody in a Prius.
Oh.
Hit him in a Prius after blowing through a red light, and driver of the Prius taken to the hospital. Non-life-threatening injuries.
I mean, if there's a celebrity who's going to run into you in a Prius, nothing's more ironic than Arnold, right?
No,
yeah, I mean,
absolutely not.
You can get T-boned by somebody in a big-ass car. Like, let it be Arnold.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This person is going to be able to afford 4 Priuses after this incident. He's going to be... You take Arnold to court, do you not? If I get it, run over,
his insurance company. Yeah.
No, I'm going for blood.
You're going for Arnold.
I want Arnold's blood so that I can then get yoked and then I have money.
Like, I want the sword. Give me the sword.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was watching The Book of Boba Fett with my wife when she told me that Tamar Morrison makes music. I looked up his name, and there's an album. And this guy freaking rocks. If I already thought he was so cool because he was Boba Fett, he's freaking awesome now. And his music is actually really, really good.
Message deleted.
I'm a big fan of the music in The Book of Boba Fett.
It's fantastic.
The Mandalorian. I mean, when you think about iconic music that's new, you know, like we know the Star Wars music because it's been ingrained into our brains for the last 45 years. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, that sound, that score by John Williams. But, you know, The Mandalorian, still a pretty new show, and The Book of Boba Fett, obviously very new this year as well. And I think it's already very, very iconic. I hear that Mandalorian. I heard in this last episode of The Book of Boba Fett, they drop a little bit of that Mandalorian music, and I got goosebumps. I was like, oh, damn.
It's Western. Well, I mean, The Mandalorian feels more Western than Boba does. But without a doubt, Mahoney, you're spot on. And I think that shows can be made or broken by a score.
In my opinion, definitely the most underutilized style of film, like Westerns, like they were the biggest thing in the world in like the 50s and 60s, like here in America. And that is just, I think it's an art that just has faded away. Someone comes to town, they solve a problem, and then it's like, I love that, just the outline for what a Western could be.
Well, because I feel like the ideal of the American dream was kind of paved with Westerns.
Yeah, well, it's our history. It's like our mythology.
What could be a modern Western today? Like, you just, like, paved the way in crypto.
Like, you're looking back 100 years from now, and it was like,
you're a pioneer of sorts.
Matt Damon called you a bitch for not investing enough in crypto, and that was your calling.
Just nothing like that's like a pioneer.
Fortune favors the brave.
What's the other one? The PFT or what is the? There's another crypto company out there famous in there, which I'm like, you are way too big to be doing this.
Oh, are you talking about Matt Damon again?
Well, there's the Matt Damon one, there's another one. I think it's like PFT or something like that. And I'm just like, guys,
you know what that P stands for?
Mm-hmm. Please leave a message after the tone.
Who is the stinkiest, smelliest person on the show? I'm talking like if you guys didn't shower for like months, who would be the worst?
Message deleted.
If we didn't shower for months,
all of us would probably be equally horrible if we didn't shower for months.
Man, yesterday.
Were you ripe?
A little bit. So I woke up and I'm like, I'm just going to watch football today. You know, I'm just going to take it easy. And I'm sitting on the couch and the afternoon game comes on. And my 3-year-old comes over and like cuddles up next to me and she goes, Daddy, you're stinky. I'm going to go change my shirt.
And kids are
not
honest.
Shower, yeah. Just change your shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, I don't want to miss the game.
Oh, man. And truly, kids are brutally honest, so you probably really did stink.
Yeah.
Stink or stinky.
So anyway, I locked her in a room.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Mahoney, you follow a lot of dogs on Instagram?
The majority of the things that I follow on Instagram are dogs or cute animal accounts. They just bring me happiness. Like,
do you get targeted like with the reels? Because you like on Instagram, there's the reels, and then it just like auto feeds you stuff that. Because I don't follow any boat accounts, but all it does is like fighter jets and.
The algorithm is targeting what you view. So like whether or not you even like it, if you've watched any amount of seconds of it, it tallies it up to things that you enjoy watching.
Well, the reason I bring it up and the reason why it's a story today is because there's a new wave of Instagram influencers who run some of these popular pet accounts.
Oh, yeah. There's accounts that I follow that have hundreds of thousands, some even with a million followers.
Right. And so, you know, it's become a bit of a business model for some of these people. And so they're now cloning their pets so that way when they die, they can keep the Instagram account going. Without ever having...
the dog's going to look the same.
The dog's going to look the same because it's a clone of the dog.
This is like the new Dance Moms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this is the new like pageantry moms, like the sideline moms. Because a lot of millennials, we're just not having kids.
Yeah.
It's just a big report. We're now having kids. Our kids be our dogs, our pets.
So, and they actually came out with a couple of Instagrams that have the clone dogs. And I mean, like, what does it matter if you're following a dog?
Do they get the same personality?
No, they don't. That's the difference. And that's where it draws the line for me. Is because, you know, I mean, the dog's going to be super cute. That's why it's popular on there. But I've loved all my dogs that I've had. But the reason I've loved all my dogs is just because of the personality that those dogs had. There would be nothing worse than seeing the dog that you loved that looks exactly the same. It's the same one.
And
it's got a bad personality.
It's an a-hole. But what if it's got a better personality?
No, when you love your pet, it's not the same.
I mean, hey, you do you. Ah. You do whatever makes you happy. I'll just say this: it's not for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I was actually Blue's getting so old, and I was talking with Andrew. I don't even know if I could get another Yorkie. Like, I don't know people who are like, I just love this breed so much because I had the one golden doodle that was just perfect. So let me just get another one. Like, I don't know if I could ever do that. Yeah. I think that I would just be like,
you got to move on.
Oh, just another breed.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing the cloning.
It's just not for me. Hey, like I said, if it's going to make you happy, you do you. But I think it's kind of weird the people who are doing it for Instagram clout,
like money.
To keep your, you know, your cash cow going, or your cash cat.
Cash cat. So, I feel like that's a good Instagram name.
Speaking of pets, 7 in 10 people take their pets' mental and physical health more seriously than their own.
100.
I don't believe that number.
Yeah. You think it's
more or less?
Like I feel like
70, 69%.
I think people who have a bunch of expendable income do. 7 in 10 people with a lot of expendable income. I mean, and not saying that like I know that like when I was, you know, like growing up, like we didn't have a lot of extra money. We loved our dogs and cared about them and all that sort of things. But like if there was a $10,000 vet bill that came up, there's no way we were paying that. Like,
dog,
unfortunately, like we couldn't.
Yeah, no, it would literally just be like, oh, I had to go to the farm.
Yeah.
Like, oof.
But luckily, like for whatever reason, when
you've gotten so soft,
when we had no money, like our dogs, ironically, never got sick.
Because they knew better.
Yeah.
Dog sneezes once and she's like...
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.